possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome on in to the WIP Afternoon Show. No Ike, no Spike, no Fritz. It's Broads kicking it with you until 6 o'clock for the next 3 days. I'm back. Back in business. Daughter number two born. Now we got two running around. Should be fun. Should be interesting. We'll factor that into the show for my side topic as we get going. And of course, 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop on board. We must start with the 76ers, though, because I'm angry. There's no sugarcoating it. I am back to being pissed off when it comes to thinking about my basketball team, because something is getting criminally overlooked and disregarded. And it's embarrassing that it's getting overlooked and disregarded, but that's what happens when apathy sinks into our bloodstream. And I'm here to say no more apathy when it comes to the Sixers. We must get our basketball team back. Let's take a listen to Shams, who reported this about a day ago on Paul George and his injury.
When exactly did this injury occur, and how will it impact the rest of PG's offseason here?
Like, I'm told Paul George suffered the injury during an on-court workout last week, and it led to him visiting a doctor on Friday. And the decision was made to undergo arthroscopic surgery because the doctors felt like this would be an injury that would linger for a player that was never healthy all last year. Paul George's season ended rehabbing from injections on groin and knee injuries. He had a finger injury during the season as well. And so now he starts rehab for this knee injury, and he will be reevaluated at the start of this upcoming training camp. But I am told both sides will be cautious with him. They want to see Paul George return to that full form. Paul George, they just have not seen in Philadelphia. So I do expect both sides to be cautious from this injury that Paul George suffered last week.
Okay, so this is essentially so that they can hopefully see that full strength Paul George that we're all waiting for in Philadelphia that never quite came to fruition.
Well, okay, so here we are. Another year of dealing with injuries, and this time we can't even get to damn training camp. Now we're getting hit with a monster Joel Embiid ESPN piece that dropped not too long ago, and we're getting updates on Embiid's current status. And Embiid says himself, we're not going to push anything. For my whole career, I feel we never took that approach. And he was asked if the Sixers support this. And he says, I don't know how they feel. This is a business, though, and it's all about results. So if I come back early enough and I'm still not myself, guess what? We're not winning any games. So he feels a certain type of way. We don't know if the Sixers are even on the same page as Joel. Paul George is a stiff. He can't stay upright. He's focused on his podcast more than he is hoops. And I'm here to say, damn it, I'm starting to get pissed off. And for a while, we all sat here as Sixers fans, and we just pretended nothing mattered. Out of sight, out of mind. They stink. Forget them. We will tune out, and we'll wait for baseball season. We'll wait for the Eagles. Whatever it is, we'll just look right past them. I'm not wasting another basketball season. I need them when it becomes October, when it becomes November, just to sprinkle in nicely throughout the start of our football campaign. And I deserve more than what I'm getting out of this franchise right now. So here's my question to you as we get started. There was once a time where I thought it was okay to say, forget them, don't worry about them, screw them, you're not worth an ounce of my energy. But I actually went backwards in my stages of grief. I'm back to anger. And I want to know, when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers and the stages of grief, anger, apathy. You could throw depression in there. That's one of them. Sports depression, of course. But anger, apathy. Where do you stand when it comes to this group? Because I want to get back to watching my basketball team have a shot. Now, whether you think they're going to lose in the second round or not, I'm trying to get back into the mentality of enjoying hoops, of thinking they could beat the Boston Celtics, thinking they could beat the Atlanta Hawks, thinking they could beat the Toronto Raptors. Whether they fail or not is not for this exercise. This is more about the belief and hope that they have something that they can get over the hump and do something different and do something special. The hope and belief. Instead, I have to Google who the hell these first five guys who were starting even are. That's what I did last season. I had to Google every single one of them and say, who the hell is he? Where did he play? How many games has he played? I didn't know any of them. We got to get back to a point where we can consume legitimate basketball on a day-to-day basis. And it's a very tricky spot right now because you almost have two blueprints. You got the young guns in Maxey and McCain and VJ Edgecombe. And then you got the old guys who cannot stay healthy. And they are tying up a lot of your cap space in a league where you're seeing youth go, where you're watching the Pacers and the Thunder. You're watching athletic players, deep teams, where they can roll X amount of players and they can all score double-digit figures. And you can rely on many of them to play on both sides of the floor. And it's changed from where we once were, where we wanted to get a three-headed monster and PJ Tucker and Eric Gordon and some savvy vets. Long gone. So what do we do here? I don't know. I don't know the answer. We're going to have to talk this through together at 215-592-9494. But I'm here to say there's no more just slithering through and maneuvering through if you're the Sixers and you don't get any repercussions for the disaster that you are. It's time for us as a city to put our foot on the gas, put our Timberland steel toe boots on their neck, and essentially threaten them.
Butters.
We got to. We must. Because I'm not going to waste another basketball season where it's just ho-hum and we are 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Enough is enough. I need urgency. I need realness. I need a team that I can get behind that is competent. We have incompetent right now. And I know it's a low bar, and it's not where we truly want to be, but I just can't sit and get stuck. That's problematic. It's a disgrace, quite frankly. We can't just sit here and have our feet stuck in quicksand, and we just stay. And we accept it. I'm not accepting it. I need to get to the point where I get to watch Joel Embiid operate from the nail. I got to get to a point where I'm watching Tyrese Maxey run around the court at 1,000% and nobody can keep up with his speed. I need to watch Jared McCain just kick things right into gear where he was once he got injured and we were all crushed at that time. I need him to step up and play the way he was performing right then and there and not skip a beat. I need to see VJ Edgecombe play downhill. That mid-range jumper in his first NBA Summer League game before the whole thumb nonsense? He was cooking. He was eating. He was making some nice jimmies. I need to see that on a Monday night, a Wednesday night, a Friday night, every other night throughout this wintertime. When it comes to the stages of grief, I am back to anger. I took 7 steps backwards. It's no longer, what are you going to do? Another injury to a big-time player. What are you going to do? Another huge acquisition that is basically a nobody at this point in Paul George. Typical Sixers. I'm not accepting typical Sixers anymore. That's over with. There needs to be more pressure. There needs to be more intensity thrown in the direction of Daryl Morey and Joshua Harris and everybody that is in the front office and in the ownership group of the Philadelphia 76ers. Now let's listen here to Tim McMahon of ESPN, who talked about the way that this team is currently structured with the two top premier pieces on the roster.
Philadelphia 76ers are built on a flimsy foundation. They are built on a foundation of two max players who might be the two worst value contracts in the NBA. And it is not about talent. Joel Embiid and Paul George are incredibly talented players. It doesn't matter if you're doing that sitting on the bench in street clothes.
So you look at the way this thing is all structured, and I know it's nobody's surprise that we are here with Daryl Morey, with Paul George being this old, getting paid this much money, and we probably could have seen the writing on the wall, but they backed themselves into such a corner over all the decisions that were made through the Ben Simmons, the James Harden, the now Paul George experience, and I get it, right? They had to take a couple of swings at it with Joel Embiid playing at the highest that he was playing prior to the most recent injuries. But seriously, I mean, we are at a point now with this team that the last thing we can do as a fan base is just put both of our hands up and shrug. I can't do that. I can't do it. 215-592-9494. As we get to the phones, I want you to think about this. Do the Sixers even deserve this type of energy that I'm giving? Am I wrong to care this much? Is it warranted to pretend they don't exist? Is that what we should do? And then once we maybe hit their pocketbooks, maybe that's what moves the needle for them? I don't know. People like that approach. But it makes me very uncomfortable. Because when I get angry in my stages of grief, I can't accept. I like to apply pressure and get loud. You think I'm loud now? This is when things really get intact. This is where we really kick things into gear. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sean in Lansdale to kick things off. What's happening, Sean?
What's up, bro?
What's going
on?
Good
to hear you, man. Yo, congrats, dude, on the baby.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. It's been a crazy week, and now we start the journey of two daughters. It's going to be chaotic and fun as hell.
Girl, dad, gotta love it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
It's the best.
Listen,
it really is.
You are speaking for me right now. I am angry. I don't even pay attention to Sixers. They are irrelevant. I called you a couple of weeks ago. I was more jazzed up for the NHL draft than I was for the NBA draft, right? Which normally it's flipped the other way around, to be honest with you, brother. But I was so geeked up for this Flyers. I thought they hit a home run, in my opinion.
The Flyers, you're saying?
Yeah, the Flyers. I thought they did really well with their draft. I mean, we don't know what the future is going to hold, but I like what they were, what they're trying to build.
Yeah, listen, I have some questions on their second first-round pick that they made, but I think they're definitely trending in the right direction, whereas with the Sixers draft, it's interesting. You have the third overall pick. You get a pretty enticing player in Vijay Edgecombe, whose background and his story is so interesting to buy into, and emotionally you can connect with just the way that he has his work ethic and his mindset seems to be in place. So all that is there, yet you're looking at this Sixers team and you go, yeah, third overall pick's
cute. When things really get intact.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I agree with you. And to be honest, like hearing all the ESPN pundits, which I hate listening to ESPN, but they're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks keeping Giannis because the East is weak, but nobody's even bringing up the Sixers because we're irrelevant. With Jason Tatum's injury, like this could be a year that if we were healthy, ready to go, maybe getting balanced after the second round last year, if we made the playoffs or anything, like we'd have some positive feelings and vibes, but I just don't see it, man.
No, and listen, Sean, that's an excellent point, and thank you so much for the kind words. I greatly appreciate it. With where the current status of the Eastern Conference is, Jason Tatum has an Achilles injury. Going to take him a while to get back. And the Celtics, with their new ownership, they're trading Kristaps. They're moving off of Drew Holiday. They're bouncing pieces all around to figure out some of the cap and the money. And okay, so it seems as if they will take a hit and not be the same group. The Indiana Pacers with Tyrese Halliburton is dealing with something that is pretty serious. And that's now going to open the door for the Sixers to do something. Yet nobody and their mother really feels there is a golden opportunity for them to be a spectacular player this year. And that's a smack in the face. That is a dose of reality if you are in that locker room and you hear what others are saying and they don't even put you into the mix. They don't even put you into the conversation. If you don't utilize that, bottle it up and make that something you can grab into or bite into, excuse me, and grab it and use it as momentum, then what are you doing? Right? That's why when we look at the Eagles and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, they take up all the noise and they embrace it and they let it motivate them to push them to new levels. Is that what this Sixers group is going to do? I highly doubt it. But something needs to be done. I don't know what the answer is. Like, I'm a Joel Embiid guy. I'm a big fan of his skill set. But the truth is, this hasn't worked. And one thing I would like to do to try and get a new face in here, a new facelift, is to move on from him and Paul George, which I know isn't just going to happen when you snap your fingers. But that's what I think needs to occur for this organization to get life again. And that's not going to happen. So what do we do? Do we have to sit back and expect Maxey McCain and Vijay Edgecombe to carry the workload until Paul George and Joel Embiid get right? And then hope and pray that whenever they do get right, they can blossom as one with cohesion and continuity and with knowledge of playing with one another on the floor and grabbing that so quickly that they can go on a postseason run? Is that what we really need to hold our hat on as that's the blueprint? Because that's a scary-ass blueprint.
Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to Taylor in Kennett Square. You're on WIP. What's up, Taylor?
How's it going?
What's happening?
Look, I love this team, and I really want to love this team, but I think our biggest problems come from the front office first and foremost. All right, Joel Embiid, talented player, right out the wazoo, but he can't stay healthy. Right, Paul George, old as can be, but first and foremost, they got to get rid of Daryl Morey. They got to get rid of him. He is wasting our time. And then Josh Harris himself, what is he doing? He cares so much more about the Commanders and their success out in D.C. than he does about the Sixers. If we want to win, we got to make some big changes front office first and foremost. That's my main point here.
Yeah, listen, I can't disagree with you on the Daryl Morey front. The only disappointing thing, I guess I'd say, about with the Joshua Harris experience is there's nothing we can do about that, right? Like, we can scream that a GM needs to go, a president needs to go, and eventually when the noise is so loud, I think the owners cave, but there's no way we have Joshua Harris just say, all right, you know what, WIP doesn't like me, I'm just going to sell, unfortunately.
This is true. And, you know, we can raise our voices as much as we want, but it really only takes, you know, the big money to say what they want. As for Daryl Morey, though, I mean, he's been with us for how long now? And yet he's so obsessed with getting these old guys and being like, yeah, this is our star. This is our star. And I'm like, no, like if this were 5 years earlier, like, yeah, sure. But we need to focus on like this middle group, right? The Giannises of the group, the guys who aren't new, but not old either. You know, they got some seasoning in them. They got some experience. Right? And the guys who aren't going to break their ankles every time they touch the court.
Yeah, I agree, Taylor. Now, before I let you go, when it comes to the stages of grief, would you say you're closer to the anger, depression side or more of the acceptance of this is who they are and I'm sorry, I can't get angry when I know that they are a disappointment and that's just what it is?
I stuck with them for so long. I was like, I'm still going to ride through it all, and I still will. But I'm getting really angry at this point.
Okay.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Taylor, it really is. Like, I want everybody to put this in perspective. In 215-592-9494, the Sixers' frustration is hot and heavy in the streets right now due to the fact that there's more drama, Joel Embiid not participating in basketball activity yet, Paul George now needs surgery and got the surgery, but I want you to let that sink in. Is Paul George just had surgery? Paul George just had surgery. That should be the biggest story in this city by a large margin for a week. There's nothing else going on. I mean, there's a home run derby. There's a batting off, home run off, Kyle Schwarber off, whatever the hell it's called, off. Other than that, there's nothing. And your biggest acquisition to help put the Sixers over the top just needed surgery after a year that was extremely disappointing on the health side of things happened. And, typical Sixers. That's where we're at. Typical Sixers? This can't be typical Sixers. See, to me, I think we're going way too far in the extreme of who cares. I care. I'm getting robbed of basketball. And as a hockey guy, I'll put my hand up. I love my hoops. I need my hoops. In the winter, I love the double dip, 7 o'clock Sixers, 10 o'clock Flyers, and I love the Monday night Flyers, Tuesday night Sixers, Wednesday night Flyers, Thursday night Sixers, and you give me a flip-flop every day until we get to Sunday when Jalen Hurts goes out there and puts up 40, and then we win, and now we're 7-1. It's the best time of the year. But you strip away my ability to kick back and watch a team compete, I'm angry. And I think what was just mentioned by Taylor is very interesting about the Daryl Morey experience. Because he is a guy that structured the league one way, and then everybody sort of followed. He was very analytically driven. He built something in Houston, and that changed the trajectory of the league. And I have to wonder if he has the ability to zig another way again now that the league has transformed out of the Daryl Morey way. The Thunder. Look at how the Thunder were built. That is not even close to going out and getting Eric Gordon and PJ Tuckers and all these veteran, experienced, 33-year-old, old, small forward, power forward type. It's just, it's unacceptable.
Hey, they hustle. No.
You know, shove the hustle right up the keister.
You might dive on the floor for a loose ball.
Please.
Give him a few million.
And then what? And then what? Be out for 2 weeks because he's 39?
Dude, he's first to stand up on the bench with a few claps.
No, please.
So let's give him the whole bank.
Yeah, hey, he's willing to get into Joel Embiid's face at the free throw line. Whoop-dee-doo. How about we win a playoff game? How about we win a playoff series? How about we make the playoffs? Here's an idea. It really hit me, though. When all this was breaking about the Sixers and about Paul George, there was anger, for sure, like myself, but it wasn't as loud as it needed to be. It needs to be more focused in on what's transpiring there. And the more we let it go, I'm afraid the more power the Sixers have to do whatever they want to do. And the more power that they have to do whatever they want to do, the uglier it's going to get. And that's how I feel. Let's go to Archie in Ocean City. What's going on, Archie?
I'm mad as hell. Also, I can't believe these guys, the mismanagement. It goes on and on and on and on and on.
Never ends. It never ends.
So I got a question, and I've been watching the Sixers since Wilt. So I've been watching a long time, and I'm fairly good with the new draft pick. Is he a little undersized also?
Well, he's a guard. I don't think he's too undersized.
I mean, is he like 6'2 or is he like 6'5?
He's bigger than Jarrod McCain. Much bigger.
He is 6'5.
Yeah. Okay, and he's pretty much a studly dude. He looks pretty strong.
Yeah, no, listen, he's athletic. He can definitely attack the rim. He's a dog on the defensive side. He's got to work on his offensive game a little bit. But I'll tell you what, I was impressed by that mid-range jumper in his first NBA Summer League game.
So do you think either McCain or Maxey is on the block?
No, I think they just have three good guards.
Do you think they'll play three guards?
Well, I don't know if they'll play three guards, but I think that they need... Look, the way this league is nowadays, I just watched the Pacers and Thunder go back and forth in the NBA Finals. You need depth. You need a lot of guys. You need to be able to roll 8, 9 guys deep and all of them be able to be efficient. So if we have three guards, you find a way to make three. If you need 9 guys total, 8 guys to compete in the NBA playoffs, and you got three guards, you find a way to make the talent work. That's your gig if you're Nick Nurse.
That's a great point because it's much less structured than when I was a kid. When you had a center and you had...
Yeah, it's positionless now, for sure. Yeah.
As much as I love the 83 Sixers.
Now, when it comes to Archie, your stages of grief, would you say you're in the anger department or more in the acceptance and apathy that this is who the Sixers are?
I've been mad since they traded the kid from Villanova on draft day.
Okay, Mikal Bridges.
And now it's ramped up again, almost to that level.
Okay, but that's what I want, Archie. That's what I'm looking for. And thank you for the phone call. That's what I'm looking for. I agree. I went to acceptance. I was angry, Ben Simmons, the whole thing. I was so pissed off. I was so upset. I was so disappointed. And then eventually it just settled in that I'm wasting my breath. I'm wasting my energy. I am accepting that this is who they are.
Dude, it's kind of like a breakup. Like you kind of worry about it for a lot of months, you know, afterwards until you kind of just don't don't feel it anymore. And I feel like that's the Sixers did that to us.
Of
they
course.
Broke up with us.
But
and
then
now they got to win us back.
Yeah, but
Looking fun.
I went back though. Is where I went to the apathy stage where I was like, okay, I don't care about you anymore. But I went back. This Paul George thing pushed me backwards of back to anger. And it really is selfishly because I want to enjoy my team. I don't like this. I really don't. This isn't fun that we have a team that has Joel Embiid not ready for basketball participation again, the Olympic stuff and the whole thing. I'm not even blaming Embiid for some of it. He's a big dude running a lot, running and jumping up and down on a 7'2" frame, and some of it is just the nature of the beast. I can run through lists of big men that don't reach their potential because their feet don't work, because their knees don't work, because their back doesn't work.
And then you get guys like Tim Duncan, who towards the end of his career, he takes that step to now start taking care of his body 10 times more so that he can last longer. Guys like Tom Brady, who go on his TB12 method. But seriously, he played an extra 5-something years because he took care of his body. That's what has to happen here. It has to happen here.
Well, I don't know if it's possible. Some guys, I don't think, have the ability just because the body is the body. And some guys can because their body doesn't break as easily as others. I mean, we're dealing with it to a degree with the trade deadline in baseball with Buxton. I don't think there's anything wrong. It's just some guys have it and some guys don't have it. Buxton can't stay healthy. Other guys can. And with Embiid, I think that's a part of it. But the truth is, I am getting to the point now where I'm losing my patience. I'm losing my patience. I'm breaking. I'm in anger mode. I'm in sports depression mode when it comes to this team. And I just can't let that go. Something hit me. It hit a nerve when I saw the Paul George news and the lack of care from majority of what feels like Sixers fans in this city, because it's a big deal and it's a big loss to head into a year without Paul George, knowing what last year was, how important it was to have a good start when the fall comes around. You needed to just put your best foot forward and see if they could have rhythm and momentum, and now it is kind of blah, and we must force the Sixers' hand, essentially, as a city. We have to. We can't sit on our hands. We must push as one. 215-592-9494. Do the Sixers even deserve the energy that I'm giving? Am I wrong to care this much? Where are you with the stages of grief? Are you in acceptance, apathy, or are you like me, which is anger? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will get into my side question of the show. Now that I am a parent of two, I need your advice. I'm going to need help. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP. Welcome back to the afternoon show. Broads in for the fellas today, tomorrow, and Friday. Really looking forward to hanging out with you all. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number. And we are starting this mid-July Wednesday off reacting to the Paul George news that is getting criminally overlooked. This is the guy that is supposed to hold the fort down when Embiid isn't healthy, yet he can't stay on the floor. And last year, he didn't care about us at all. He did not care about Sixers basketball a lick last year. It was pathetic. And now he needs surgery. Got the surgery. Now we don't know the timeline. We're figuring out if he's going to even be available for training camp. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I'm going backwards in my stages of grief. It's to the point now where I am resulting, you know, going backwards. The result is I'm angry. I thought it was past the anger stage, the Ben Simmons stuff, the James Harden stuff. And now I'm going, where do we go from here? Now, weirdly, they have nice pieces that are young and they have youth, but they're also stuck with egregious contracts. So it's a very conflicting spot to be in, considering most teams don't have the luxury of McCain, Maxey, and VJ Edgecombe when they're dealing with controversy like this with veterans and injury-prone players. So I guess the glass could be half full, but the problem is that is so deadly, that money tied to those two players, it is so deadly that even the intrigue of young players isn't going to be able to counterbalance it. I don't know where we go from here. I'm not going to act like I have answers. In an ideal world, I would love to snap my fingers and trade Embiid and George. And I'm an Embiid guy. So that absolutely destroys me to say, because I was always willing to go down with the ship when it comes to Embiid. But I've reached my breaking point and I understand it's just not going to fly. And I respect Embiid. I love Embiid. I don't think he's a bum. I don't think he's a loser. I don't think he's a fraud. I don't really resonate with those people in the city who feel he is that. I just think it didn't work, unfortunately. Sometimes you have great players, great talent, great opportunities. You miss the mark, but you got to move on. And I think it's more along that than anything else. That's what I would do, but I don't think it's possible to do that. So I don't know where you go from here, but I do know I can't sit back and allow the Sixers to just be irrelevant. I can't do it. I can't allow for them to just, all right, well, I guess the Sixers had a season, but I didn't watch more than one game. What? We're at the point where we don't even care? I can't accept not caring. I can't not care. I didn't care long enough. It's time to care again because I miss it so damn much. So I don't know how we get it back, but I can't sit here and accept it. We're going to get back to the phones here, 215-592-9494. Would love to hear from you. First, this segment is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is my side question that we are going to open up for the show. And I'm typically not a side question guy. I'm not good with movies. I'm not good with TV shows other than the Kardashians, Jersey Shore, Love Island. I love trash reality TV. It's my favorite. It's the best. I love it. But I'm not good with anything outside of sports and trash reality TV and then a very minor kind of music taste, if you will. You know, just very selective music taste. Other than that, I got nothing. Not a big side topic guy. But now that I am a parent of two, I need advice. I need to know what to look forward to as a parent of two, what to not look forward to as a parent of two. Now, specifically two daughters, because I do think that may vary from a son and a daughter or two sons, but I think everything is open to discussion here. I don't know. So what am I getting myself into with two daughters? That's unbelievable. It still even feels surreal just to say. Brooklyn and Mia. One's 19 months, one's a week old. And it's unbelievable. You know, you put your finger out there and they grab it.
Come on.
It's unbelievable.
You a little Italian in you? A little Italian?
No, well, there's one side of the family. Ends in a vowel.
Brooklyn, me, I like it.
Yeah, it ends in a vowel. Right. One side of the family. Other side, not so much. But yeah, I mean, you're brushing their hair in the morning, and then your wife sees it and goes, you have no idea how to do a bun. And I said, well, I do a bun on me every day, but when you do a bun on someone else, it's a weird experience. I got to start learning the hairs, you know, the hair ties, the bows.
That's true, dude. You're a man bun guy.
I know.
You should be the best of out of anybody.
But it's not, when you do your own,
right.
It's a lot different than when you got a 19-month-old grabbing
Angles.
Her toothbrush
yep.
and crying. Grabbing there.
Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Oh, man.
It's a whole thing.
I'm not looking forward to it, but hey, good luck.
Yeah.
All right.
I am looking
forward
to it.
I'll be over here.
It's the best, dude. It is the best. All right, so that's the side topic. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Aaron in PA. What's up, Aaron?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yo, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Hey, would you like to take an opinion today from a longtime Knicks fan?
Sure. What do you got for me?
Here's the thing. As we know, the Knicks have been chaotic for years and years, and I never imagined that a Sixers-led team would ever be worse than a Dolan-led team. but the thing is, I think until you – it's like maybe the other caller said too. I think it's until you get rid of Morey and until you get rid of some of these bloated contracts, it's not going to get any better. It's gonna be bad for years to come. And I think that's what you're seeing with the Knicks now. I think you get the right guy in there. They're finally making decisions. They're not giving out the bloated contracts to just anybody. And they have more depth on that team. I think that's what the Sixers need more than anything. You need to get rid of these contracts.
Yeah, no, somehow, I'm with you. Somewhat. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Now, if I was in charge, I would have done so much this offseason. Morey would have been gone. Now, the Nick Nurse thing's interesting because it's not really his fault. But at the same time, you got to manage personalities. And I don't think he managed personalities very well. Now, again, I'm not putting a lot of blame on him, but I don't think he did a good job either. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it that you seem to be anchored down because of Embiid and Paul George. And even with all the youth that we mentioned that we should be excited about, it's hard to because of the failures of what Embiid and Paul George mean to you. And that's hard to do, to block out what VJ Edgecombe can be and Maxey and McCain because of two contracts.
And I think that comes too from you have to have an owner who at this point not only is engaged, but he's willing to trade them for pennies on the dollar because you have to rebuild and you have to help those younger guys. Even if you take a season or two that's 40 wins or so, you still have to build the team
the
right way.
No, I think you're right. It's almost what do they say? They say it's addition by subtraction, maybe of that nature with Embiid, you're saying?
Yeah.
Aaron, I can't disagree with that. And thank you for the call. You're right. And knowing Daryl Morey is willing to squeeze out every single penny, squeeze out every single, juice out of the lemon, if you will, he will never admit to doing that. He'd look at that as a failure. And at times, I think it's the right thing to do. I think with Ben Simmons, I think with James Harden, there were a few examples of when it made sense to me. But with this one in particular, that may be the move. And while I understand you're losing such a ridiculous talent, and you're losing such an important piece, and you're losing a staple. I mean, if Joel Embiid leaves town, some of you think, who cares, bum. I don't feel that way. It would be a loss. It would be a big hurt, and it would be bad. It's not good. It's not what I want to see. But I think you must find a way to freshen this thing up a little bit. And while you may pass the torch and say, well, it's Maxey and VJ and Jared McCain anyway, and the sideshow is Embiid and Paul George. You can try and swing that any way you want, but the reality is when they are there and they are making that type of bread and they have that type of contract, there's no sugarcoating it. Their presence is more impactful. So the only way to actually pass the torch is by physically removing Embiid and Paul George. It's just the only way to do it. And it's unfortunate. It really is. It's sad. It's sickening. There's so many ways to describe this. But it's the truth of where we are with this group. And I can't believe it's gone this way. Not to this. Maybe they failed okay? But there's a difference between failing and not winning a championship and maybe getting to a conference finals and not being able to get over the hump to reach the NBA finals. And there's many different layers to failure. And then there's this. Again, I'm probably going to reference it 1,000 times just to let it sink in and put it in perspective. Paul George needed surgery. No one cared. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's equivalent to if Jalen Hurts was going to miss time. You know, that's equivalent to if Bryce Harper was missing time. Now, I get it. Paul George isn't Joel Embiid, but it's as close as anything else that I can see in this town right now other than a Joel Embiid. It's a major piece to your puzzle and a major piece of the pie coming off of an injury-prone season having to go through another surgery. Not a peep. No one even cared to talk about it. Do you realize how low of a standard that is to be set? And when that smacked me in the face, I said, I got to do something about it. We can talk about Jalen Hurts not being on a top 10 list. We could talk about the MLB trade deadline. And truth be told, we will. Okay, we will. It's not as if it's ridiculous to bring that stuff up. I got to protect my quarterback. We will talk about it. But the gross level of disregarding that has been going on with the Sixers has hit an all-time high that I feel obligated to stress the anger, to stress the disappointment, to stress the sports depression. Because I can't just allow for this to continue. I think I have to stand up for it and say, I gotta get my Sixers basketball back. Now, I don't know what that means. If we get signs and go down to the Camden facility and we want I don't know. I don't know. That was me and Rhythm trying to do some sort of protesting. We want to
holding up picket signs.
We want to We'll get something. We'll get something.
Look just like it.
We'll get something. But we got to do something. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in Ardmore. What's up, Mark?
Rhodes, my man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. You're my little brother from another mother, like I already said last week when I was driving through that bad rain.
Yes, I'm glad you made it safely home.
I did make it. I got so much to cover here.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about the Sixers only because I have to, I guess.
But, yeah, I feel you.
But I got a small bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Because I made all these great points about the Phillies and Tapper, and then you chose to get on me about the one thing you didn't agree with when I said, oh, who got better under him? And then you said, well, you know, that's not what he's all about. But
I just got to
follow up on that.
Okay.
I don't think he's there to make guys better. My point was his culture, the kind of team, the kind of leader he is, there's no sense of urgency and demands for the Stotts and the Bones to get better.
Yeah, and for everyone listening, he's referencing Topper. Players not getting better necessarily under Rob Thompson.
Correct. So I'll leave that at that.
As
far as the Sixers go, we've all been through the five stages of sports grief when it comes to the Sixers. So that just leaves everybody to apathy. So that's where we are right now.
But I'm back to anger. I went backwards. No. I was in apathy forever, and then the Paul George thing happened, and now I'm back to being angry because I just need competence back. And I'm not telling you a healthy Paul George would make this competent. I don't know if it would or wouldn't, but I know we're dealing with VJ Edgecombe, and Daryl Morey said it's a wrist injury, and it was a thumb contusion, so that was misguided. Now Embiid's coming out with all this story on ESPN, and now we got the surgery, and I'm going, why? Why? I just need competence back, Mark.
I'll tell you why. The basketball gods are really annoyed at them for tanking. And until they get to stop being annoyed, this is the way it's going to be. Now, you're talking to a guy who grew up loving the Sixers. Now, I go back to, and it was Doc, when it was Darryl, when it was McGinnis, and we knew all those guys. We'd go to all the games. They drove us around the parking lot in their cars. So that's the way it used to be, and we loved it. And, you know, now we're at this stage where, look, Joel, I hear what you say about Joel Embiid. I don't think he's bum, but I do feel someone who started playing basketball around 15 has no real love for the sport. He did not keep himself in shape. There were a lot of things that he didn't do that contributed to what he is now.
Yeah, listen, you may be right. On some level, sure. Like, just because I appreciate him and I think he's a great player and a phenomenal talent, does that mean he took every proper step along the way throughout his journey every single time? No. Like, I don't think he's got the same work ethic as Jalen Hurts, for example. Now, I still think he is better than most do. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say that there's probably a couple of mishaps that led him to where he is now. And that's fair criticism. I do think that's fair. So what do you got on the side question?
Yeah, I had a couple other things, but I'll get to the side question.
Okay.
So you are really my little brother from another mother, because I have four girls.
Okay.
Ooh, boy.
Now they're a lot older than yours, but yours are like, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
I should have said that right from the start.
That's okay.
It's great. You're going to love. Yeah. So what are they, 19 months apart, you said?
Yeah, 19 months apart, yep.
Yeah, so that's about what mine are, some a little less. And the thing that I could say about two is you're still not outnumbered, so you're good. It's when you get outnumbered is when you start to have problems. And then when they start to have their own opinions is when you really start to have problems. You got a lot of fun ahead of you for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I'll jot that one down, Mark. I greatly appreciate the call.
I'm with blaming the gods. Yeah, he snuck that in there because the process, dude.
The basketball gods.
Basketball gods. They're punishing us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Until we get rid of Josh Harris, maybe.
Well, there's no getting rid of Josh Harris. And here's my stance on Josh Harris. I don't like Josh Harris. I don't think a lot of us like Josh Harris. He's not the same as a Laurie. He's not the same as a John Middleton. And I'm aware of that. But I don't think the reason why we are in this position is Joshua Harris as much as it is Daryl Morey, as much as it is the not having a general manager and asking Brett Brown to be head coach and GM and make draft decisions.
If Jeffrey Lurie plays such a part in the Eagles to where he wouldn't accept his team to be a bad team, and same thing over with Ed Snyder and the Flyers, and same thing with Middleton.
Well, Ed Snyder was, unfortunately, and rest in peace, we love him.
Right.
He is a part of the reason why things happened to the Flyers because he did have his hands in, because he wanted to win so badly.
To
his credit, he did care a lot, but to the downfall, you make knee-jerk reactions.
Josh Harris is so hands-off to where I feel like he doesn't, as long as the money, as long as those seats are filled, and as long as he, I guess, has a big-name guy like Daryl Morey, he doesn't really just, I don't think he cares about a championship like he does with getting the Commanders one, getting us. Third fiddle here.
You think it's either he cares about winning or he doesn't. I don't think he cares about winning with the Commanders and doesn't care about winning with the Sixers and doesn't care about winning with the Devils, but cares about winning the Premier League. You know, I think he does value money more than anything else.
Right.
But is it? Let me ask you this. Forget the name.
Okay.
If I told you have an owner in town who keeps his hands off. He hires people to do their respected jobs, and he pays all the premier athletes big top dollars to stay. You would sign on the dotted line for that guy 20 out of 20 times.
I would, but not exactly in Philly if you gave me that opportunity beforehand, because I don't think that's what Jeffrey Lurie came in here looking to do either. I think these people wanted.
It's also taken him 25 years to be this type of owner.
Yeah, but he's been good for 20 years. The Eagles have been a competitive football team for 20 years, but the Sixers. Just seems like do you think right now that the Sixers are just as much of a number one priority than the Commanders are with him? Do you think
I think you can't be that rich with not being invested in these type of moves. I think he is.
It makes sense.
But one is fresher. So if he was to buy something new, I think that there are ways that you have to sort of create an avenue. You know, it's adding more to your plate,
right?
But I don't think he cares less about any. He looks at it differently than we do. So you're right. He doesn't look at it as I'm a fan, this and that. He looks at it strategically through financial decisions and this and that. But that doesn't mean you're a bad ownership group.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
Look, I don't like them.
I want a fan. I kind of want an owner fan.
But,
I like it. I've
but
grown
then you have
to
it,
like it,
and then it could be bad.
It could be.
And just because we have some that work doesn't mean that that's necessarily great.
That's
like,
very true.
The Devils have more success than they had before. I mean, I guess in the 90s, but I'm just saying They're young. They're exciting. They're intriguing. People are excited about the Devils. People are now excited about the Commanders. I'm pretty sure he's got a team that does soccer. I'm not necessarily sure where they stand.
Crystal Palace. They actually just fell out of that league.
Okay. Well, I don't follow soccer enough to know exactly, but it does seem like the things he touches seems to trend better than where it was prior to him having the team. So there's got to be something to that. Now, again, I don't like him. I'm not a big fan of him. I'm just saying I don't think he's as problematic from what owners provide as much as the – and this could then fall on him, though. It's like Daryl Morey is not the right guy. Well, then who's in charge of making sure Daryl Morey is not here? That's the type of decision that I think Joshua Harris needs to step in and be quicker on is, hey, Daryl Morey can't be making the decisions. That, now I co-sign the criticism towards – Joshua Harris and group and company. But I don't think when I look at the issues with the Sixers, I don't think it's Joshua Harris sucks. That's why the Sixers are garbage. I think there's more to it than that. I don't think you're diving deep enough into the layers. I think it goes way beyond that. But one of the decisions is allowing Daryl Morey to continue to operate this and not having a lot of trust in that. And that's one I think is fair criticism. 215-592-9494. Okay, we continue to react to the Sixers news. Paul George had a workout, surgery, won't be ready. We'll figure out at training camp what the timeline is. The good old reevaluation, which I've been hearing for 3,000 years with this group. I am starting to get so angry about the Sixers team being irrelevant. And I can't just accept the irrelevancy anymore. It's time to do something about it. It's time to vent our frustration out and really get our emotions out, because I can't deal with a basketball team that doesn't matter. They must matter. I demand them to matter. I demand them to get a product on the floor that I can at least appreciate to some level. The bar is low, but last year they were unwatchable. I can't have last year all over again. I just can't. I'm 30. I don't get many NBA seasons. If you do it by NBA season, what, like 50 left? I'm not wasting any of them. I'm not just going to say, well, I'm down to 49 because this next year doesn't matter. What? I lost one? Hell no. I don't accept it. 215-592-9494. That's the phone number. Would love to hear from you. Also, what to look for our side topic. Now that I'm a parent of two, I need advice. What am I getting myself into? A little late. You know what I'm saying? I probably should have asked this question prior to baby making, if you will.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. This is daytime radio, bro.
Hey. Hey. Listen. Hey. I'm a married man.
We're usually together at night, but
I'm a married man.
All right.
Now, they do Blue Chew on this show. So, what are you going to do?
All right.
It's Broach in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.